All right. This is Confidently She. My name is Rebecca Biggie. We are back. We are back with another episode. And full disclosure, I'm trying to sit down when I'm recording this one because I want to give you a little video in addition to the audio content. So we'll see how it goes. Sometimes walking around helps me get more ideas. So if you're watching the video version of this, get ready for that. I gotta give the people what they want, and the people want videos, so here we go. My question for you before I get into this podcast episode, the very important topic of toxic family members. Yikes! Super important, especially this time of year. I gotta ask, how much water have you had today? Where are you at hydration-wise, my queen? This 40-ounce water bottle is the standard that I use to measure my hydration every day. I think that it's practical. I think that it's achievable. And I got it from TJ Maxx, so you know I love it. Taking a little drink of that before we get into it, because you're gonna wanna be hydrated for this. I'm gonna wanna be hydrated for this. Let's be honest. So when family starts feeling toxic, first of all, you know that you're growing as a person, okay? I want to validate your growth by realizing that maybe your mom doesn't have your best interest at heart. That realization actually is a sign of growth. So kudos to you for figuring out that your family are also just broken people on their own healing journey as well. And just because someone gave birth to you, just because someone shares your DNA, does not mean that they get some special privilege in your life to treat you like crap. Okay, so that's how I want to start this episode, just saying good job, because if you're starting to notice some toxic behaviors in your family members, that means you're outgrowing those toxic behaviors. Because the old version of you didn't see that as toxic. You saw that as love, or maybe you saw that as, I don't know, just like what families do. But something happens when you start spending more time with healthy, safe people, is you start to realize the unsafe, unhealthy, toxic behavior of people who don't follow that same pattern. And so when family starts to feel toxic, you gotta take a breath. And you have to zoom out from the situation. Now, there are varying degrees of toxicity in family members, in relationships. I get that. Sometimes it's super bad, it's super toxic, and there needs to be an army supporting you as you start to set some boundaries with these people who have been getting away with this toxic behavior for years, right? That's the other thing you need to realize, that it's like, you're the one changing the game right now. When you start calling out someone else's toxic behavior, or you start setting boundaries in a response to someone else's toxic behavior, you're the one changing. So you have to expect they're gonna be confused, surprised. They're like, what's going on? Keep that in mind as you go through the process of setting boundaries, and get some support as you set these boundaries, because toxic people get real mean real fast when they realize that their strategies aren't working anymore. You feel bad sometimes because you're like, but this is my mom, but this is my dad, but this is my sister. And I'm going to say, but this is not an excuse to treat someone they love like crap, or to take advantage of someone they love. I don't care what status you have in my life. There are certain standards that you get to develop, that you get to hold people to. And those standards can change as you grow in your self-worth and your self-confidence. Those standards start to get higher, and you start to prune some people from your life. And you know, we've talked about this in other episodes. People are more than welcome to grow with you. Right? You always want to create space for people to grow with you, but you don't want to like carry the dead weight along your growth journey. That's just going to slow you down, and you don't owe people access to you and your space, your mental space, your physical space, your digital space. You don't owe that to anyone. And a good way to test to see how toxic someone is you set a small boundary with them. You set a small boundary with someone and they freak out, you know that this is a highly toxic situation. You always have to come to these though with the perspective of this is a person who might be very unaware of their toxic behavior and their toxic patterns. So they might not know that what they're doing isn't healthy or isn't good for our relationship. They might not be aware of that. So part of the boundary setting process has to be education, and it has to come from a place that is not emotionally charged. Like, you can't set a boundary during a fight. That's the worst time to set a boundary. You have to set a boundary when things have cooled off, when you've asked for some space, or when you realize that this is a conversation that needs to happen. You set the boundary when you are calm. Not because your voice doesn't deserve to be heard when you're emotionally charged. I think that's important to say. Your anger, your frustration, your feelings are all valid. If we're talking about a toxic person, right? They're gonna look for any excuse to write you off. They're gonna look for any excuse to be like, oh, well, she was just mad. Like, she doesn't really mean that. No, I meant it. I was mad. And I meant it. Okay, like, that's the difference there. It's not like just because you're mad, you don't mean what you say. Sometimes that is the point where you actually finally say what you mean because you're mad and you don't care about the consequences anymore. I don't have to tiptoe around your feelings because I'm sticking up for my feelings. What about my feelings? That's kind of where you start with it. You have to be calm, you have to set some boundaries, and you have to get rid of this cultural idea that family comes first, that family is everything. Family is a roll of the dice starting point for your life. And you get to decide how the trajectory of those relationships go. If your family is super toxic, you don't have to spend time with them. How are you going to be a happy, joyful, confident woman if you're spending time with your negative, critical, harsh, buzzkill of a mom? No, like, we just talked about this in another episode where you become like the people that you spend time with. And around the holidays especially, that's when toxic family traits start to come out. And if you haven't read the book Boundaries by Henry Cloud and John Townsend, pick it up, check it out. It's a fantastic book about boundaries and how to establish reasonable, healthy boundaries in your life. And especially when it comes to family, that's where we think that all the rules go out the window and you get to say whatever you want because, well, we're family. And talk to any psychologist, talk to anyone in the mental health counseling space, they will disagree with that cultural sentiment. It maybe used to be the case where you had to do what your parents told you to do. You know, like 100 years ago, you had to stick with your family because your family was literally the only way that you could survive. But I mean, that's not the case anymore. Like, you have access to so many different people. You have the opportunities to go out and make a life for yourself. Like, it's just not true that, you know, if you don't have a great relationship with your mom, that makes you a bad person. Why would that make you a bad person? Maybe your mom is really toxic and the best thing she needs is for someone like you to be strong and set a clear boundary with her so that she reflects on some of her behavior that has pushed you to that point. Sometimes what people really need, what loving people really looks like, is taking some space, showing them a mirror. Hey, this is what you're doing. This is how it's impacting me. And unless this changes, we are not going to continue having a close relationship. There's no get out of jail free card with this one. There's no stamp of like, well, this doesn't apply to me. No, you can't veto my boundaries. Just because you're my mom, just because you're my dad, just because you're my sister, just because you're my child. We could go that way. Boundaries apply to everyone. And I think the guilt that people try to put on their family members around holidays is like the opposite. of what the holidays should actually be about, right? Like, the last thing I want anyone to do is spend time with me over Christmas because they feel like they have to. What a terrible situation to be in, right? Like, oh, I really don't want to go see Rebecca over Christmas, but I guess I have to. Like, if that's the perspective that someone has, please don't visit me. Please don't show up. Like, we don't have to, you don't have to spend time with people out of guilt or out of obligation. Not when you're a confident, secure person who knows what they bring to the table, who invests richly in their relationships, you'll get that back. And so if you have family members who you feel like that when you spend time with them, like, they are settling for the company of people who resent them. And I just really don't want that for them. I don't want that for anyone. I don't want anyone to settle for the company of people who would rather be somewhere else, but they feel obligated to be there. And that's why when I finally broke off my engagement, December of 2018, I broke off my engagement for the number one reason was because I didn't guilt this guy into spending time with me. I didn't guilt him into anything. His family did. That was their number one go-to. Was making him feel bad for not spending time with them, making him, you know, guilt tripping him and things like that. But I refused to take that approach to my relationships. And what I saw was over time, he continually chose to give in to the guilt to spend time with other people and not me. He didn't have the boundaries. He didn't have the confidence to be like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm doing this and here's why. And eventually I was just like, you know what, listen, I want you to do the things you want to do. And I want you to be with the people you want to be with and be the places you want to be. I just wish that the places you wanted to be and the people you wanted to be with were me. And that's it. Like, clearly you don't want it badly enough in order to make it happen. So I'm not one to manipulate or control or guilt trip or have anyone do something out of obligation. I will sit here with my hand open. That's what I will do. I will sit here with my hand open. I will offer you time with me, a relationship with me, but I ain't going to be holding on to you with a closed fist. I'm not going to be gripping this. I'm not going to be chasing you down. Why would I do that? Think about this from like a true like queen mindset perspective. Like, if someone says no to having dinner with the queen, do you think she's going to be sitting there crying in her bedroom being like, please come to dinner with me. Please come see me at my palace. No, she's not. She's going to be like, okay, who's next on the guest list? Like, I only want to spend time with people who are excited about spending time with me or who are interested in spending time with me. And that grows your confidence and your self-worth because you realize, you look around and you say, all of these people have gladly chosen to spend their time, which is the most valuable resource, more than money. They have chosen to spend their time with me, to celebrate me, or to celebrate this event with me. They wanted me here. And I know that because I don't guilt trip anyone into making sure that I am invited places. That's the other thing. So when family starts feeling toxic, you also need to ask yourself, do I have some toxic traits that I'm guilt tripping people into inviting me places, or I'm making people feel bad if I didn't get invited? Are you doing any passive aggressive things to make people invite you to things? And then when you show up, you're like, oh, they didn't even care that I was there. It's like, well, yeah, because you guilt tripped them into going. They didn't want you there. And rather than having the confidence to be like, I don't think this person wants me here. What? And just walking away, you decided to guilt trip them into, you know, you should invite me to this. You should do that. And that's just not something that you should spend your time trying to get. Like, as a confident person, that triggers some reflection of like, I wonder, why this person doesn't want me to be there. Maybe we just don't have as deep of a relationship as I thought. Or maybe there is something that happened that they're upset about that we need to talk about and get on the same page again. And then maybe we can, you know, things will be back to normal. But you have to be able to objectively like read the room a little bit and see like, do we have a friendship or is this very one-sided? If I don't reach out to them, do I hear from them? If they don't reach out to me, do we talk? That's the other thing. You want to make sure that your relationships aren't all one-sided either. And I know that life gets busy and, you know, it's difficult to maintain healthy relationships. But if you don't maintain the healthy relationships, only the unhealthy ones will stick around. And then you're going to be left with a bunch of people that don't really like you, you don't really like them, and then you're gonna be sitting to yourself wondering, why am I not happy? Like, I'll tell you why you're not happy. It's because you keep letting the healthy relationships in your life die, fizzle out, you're not investing in them properly, that person moves on, and the only people who are sticking around are willing to settle for your scraps. That's what it is. So going into the holidays, ask yourself, who do I want to spend time with? Who do I want to spend time with? Where do I want to go? Who do I feel pressure to spend time with? And how do I set some boundaries with them so that I don't get roped into another stressful, obligatory holiday season that I feel like I need a vacation from when I'm done? You'll spend so much time, so much money, so much mental and emotional energy trying to navigate all the hurt feelings and the expectations and the toxic this and the guilt trip that. It's just like, can we not do that? Let's not do that this year. The fact that we can even see people for the holidays this year should be enough to make you go, you know what? I'm not wasting my time and energy seeing someone who makes me feel like crap if I don't spend time with them. That's not someone who loves you. That's someone who's manipulating you. You shouldn't make people feel bad for not spending time with you. One thing I will say though, in that vein, you have to have standards, right? And you have to stand up for yourself. So if no one reaches out to you on your birthday, no one wants to like spend time with you on your birthday and you're disappointed in your friends, which you should be, you can ask yourself, first of all, are these really friends? Have I been a good friend? If you could say yes to both of those things, then you can reach out and have that conversation about like, hey, this hurt me when you didn't do anything to celebrate my birthday, or this hurt me when you didn't invite me to celebrate Thanksgiving or to celebrate Christmas or to celebrate Hanukkah or to celebrate New Year's. That hurt me when you didn't invite me. And you just have to be vulnerable and honest. Like, this isn't a time for ego. These are people that you're supposed to love and care about. Like, ego shouldn't be part of it. So, wrapping back to the beginning, I want to give you permission to not see your family around the holidays if they are toxic. Like, there's this cultural idea that if you don't have a good relationship with your family, you're a bad person. That people who, oh, my mom is my best friend, like that must mean that they're just like, you know, very family oriented and very like a warm-hearted person. You can be a warm-hearted person and be very good at setting boundaries with toxic people. That's how you avoid becoming a doormat. Just because you're nice doesn't mean people can walk all over you. And that's something too that gets confused. Confidence and boundaries can be confusing. Sometimes people think that if you're setting boundaries, that that means you're arrogant, you're selfish, you don't care about other people, but it's actually a sign of confidence that you trust that even if this relationship breaks down and goes away, you will still have other sources of love and friendship and connection in your life, even if it means you haven't met those people yet. You are prioritizing the way that you're being treated. You're prioritizing your standards, your boundaries, and you're actually okay with people walking out of your life because of it. In the work that I do in corporate sales, the most confident and powerful I feel is when I'm 100% comfortable with a client walking away and saying no. When I don't care if they say yes or no, I usually close the deal. because there's not that weird desperation in it, and I'm really letting them decide for themselves, is this something you want to do? If it is, great, and I'm excited to get started, let's do it. But if it's not, I respect that, and that's okay too. And you have to bring that into your relationships as well. You have to bring that into your relationships. You have not made some sort of covenant commitment to your family. You were born into it. You have also not made some sort of covenant commitment with your friends, with your partners, unless you're married. That's a whole other thing. But when your family starts feeling toxic, it's time to set some boundaries. It's time to kind of army up with the other relationships in your life. Maybe tell them, hey, I'm going to be setting some boundaries with like my family. So FYI, things might get weird. Get the support that you need. So that's what I have for you for this episode. I'm Rebecca Biggie. This is Confidently She. Thank you for listening to this episode. And I will see you back here next week for another episode very soon.